name is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 27th of August 2009 and the time is 9:15 p.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Right, my name is Mark Phipps. I'm from Reading and I'm 57 years old.
And have you travelled to London especially today for this?
I have indeed, yeah. We set off early this morning. We were camping in a campsite near Reading with children and my wife. We started at 7:30 this morning, getting everything ready so we could leave the campsite, get into town, pick my van up, which had been off for an MOT, and get here in time to have a meal in Chinatown with the kids and then get here.
Are your family here with you?
Yes, they are. Yes, they're outside there somewhere, waiting for me to appear, ready to applaud and run after all the little bits of paper that I shall be throwing off the plinth in their direction. Little bits of paper with thoughts and ideas, of which I have no thoughts or ideas about at this moment in time, but hopefully they'll occur to me when I'm up there.
Has coming here and seeing the square and the plinth in action been how you imagined it would be?
This time, yes, because I've been down here a couple of times before. We came down to London specifically to take my eldest daughter to Camden Lock. She came away going, Dad, I'm never ever going to go shopping in Reading again. So I think she's well and truly hooked at coming down to London and having a look around. So I came down a couple of times, went to the National Gallery, had a look at the plinth. There was a bumblebee up there at the time. So it is exactly how I imagined it to be. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to actually getting up there and doing it.
What is it about the project that inspired you to apply when you first heard about
it? I don't really know, to be honest. I just heard of it and I applied without even thinking that I had a chance of getting onto it. It was one of those spur of the moment decisions. I thought, oh, that sounds interesting, or looks interesting, it was. I thought, well, why not? Just apply. So I did, and never thinking for one moment that I'd get on. And then when I was chosen, of course, then comes the dreadful process of thinking, what on earth am I going to do when I'm up there? So I've been through lots and lots of iterations. At first I thought, oh, well, I don't know. I wanted to get up there and say sorry. That's it, for all the bad things that I've ever done. Not that I've done anything particularly bad, but just the idea of being up there as a ne'er-do-well in the stocks amongst all the great and the good, up there in their fancy hats, up there as a scallywag, you know, a bit of a naughty boy or something like that. So I thought about putting myself in the stocks. And then when I was thinking along those sorts of lines, I started thinking about things, one or two things I have been accused of that I didn't do and how bad that made me feel at the time. And then I was thinking about that and driving to work, and I heard a programme about Jean-Charles de Menezes and how he got shot in the head 7 times by the police and he did nothing wrong whatsoever. I thought, well, you know, all things being equal, I think I've got off fairly lightly, really, unless the police take to shooting me off the top of the plinth. It would be quite good, really, wouldn't it? It would be marvellous. It's a wow, what a way to go out, much better than old age. What else can I tell you about? Oh yeah, plinth. As I was up there and I was thinking of all these things, and I thought, nah, yes, I want to be up there and I want to celebrate the fact that I'm alive, I'm enjoying life, it can end at any minute, so my whole philosophy is to have as much fun as I possibly can at any one time. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
I was showing I'm enjoying life by dressing up in a completely and utterly foolish way, with a big smile on my face and enjoying my every single second there whilst I'm up on the plinth. I'll be reminding myself and perhaps others every now and again of the 7 shots that terminated the poor Brazilian guy's life by bringing 2 big boards together and making sounds like shots 7 times. And I will be, one of the things that I do is I write poetry and I spray graffiti, mainly politically based. And I enjoy doing this because, one, it's anonymous, and 2, there's a naughty aspect of it. It's adrenaline. It's a huge adrenaline rush. I would be honest here. I'm an adrenaline junkie, so I do like this idea of being right at the last minute and standing there and being spontaneous, and it all coming right at the last minute. I love that, and this is what I'm going to be doing tonight. We'll be having thoughts of some sort or other, writing them down and throwing them to the wind to disappear, hopefully, forever. Or to be picked up and acted on by other people, or who knows what's, you know, somebody might find them and laugh about it, and they might amuse some people sometime or other. Just the idea of having an anonymous effect is just brilliant. I love it.
And why did you decide to go with the angle of showing how wonderful and happy life is rather than the other ideas that you'd had previously?
Because I have suffered an awful lot from depression and bad things like that in the past, where my life has felt as though it may as well come to an end there and then. I have felt so bad. Having worked through all that and got to the stage now where my every single waking moment is a joy and I love every single aspect of my life. Even washing up, I can do with a smile on my face because I'm enjoying it. There's been a turnaround somewhere, and I'd like to demonstrate that turnaround. I don't want to get up there and start preaching doom and gloom and the end is nigh, because it isn't. It's only just beginning. Everything, every single moment of your life is at the beginning of a brand new life that's opening up in front of you. The possibilities are endless, and there's so much fun to be had. And we're living in a liberal democracy in the 21st century. Where else in the world would we be able to do this, have this moment of free speech? It's fantastic. It's wonderful. I love it. It's got to be done.
What are the things in your life that you enjoy?
My children, my wife, going out and mixing with friends, writing, poetry, work, everything I enjoy doing, I think. Well, what do I enjoy doing most? Just watching my children grow up into fantastic human beings. I think it's just amazing, just watching them unfold in front of my eyes. It's great.
In recent years that you've had this kind of attitude, do you think?
Yeah, well, no, I think I've always had this attitude, but I think it's been bent and perverted and twisted by whatever relationship I've been in. It's very much, for me anyway, if I've been in a relationship, I have been previously been in a bad relationship, and everything was bad about that. There was just lots of negative aspects to the whole thing. However, being in a very loving and positive and creative and wonderful relationship, it's just opened my mind and to everything, really. It's just wonderful. It's great. Life is so fantastic.
And was there a point in time when this just switched?
There was a moment in time where I cried. I started crying. Tears ran down my cheeks. Snot was dribbling out of my nose. I was a complete and utter blubbering mess. And I couldn't figure out what it was. Because I thought, I'm not. I was crying with happiness. I was crying because I was so happy. And I hadn't actually achieved that state of happiness before. And some people say it may be being a sort of a religious experience, or it may have just been a release from anxiety. It just might have been my age. I don't know. Who knows? It doesn't really matter. Well, what matters was that that experience did turn my life around, very much so. Actually realizing just how happy I could be by showing me how unhappy I was, I suppose. Important, my children, my wife, my life, everything's important. People I meet, people I work with, I think the most important thing for me is making contact with other human beings. It happens very rarely, or it happens on different levels, should I say. But yeah, by and large, I think it's what matters to me is making contact with other human beings and sharing experiences and being open and honest to new experiences. Yeah.
What impact do you think going up on the plinth tonight will have either on other people or on you as an individual?
On other people is probably a bit easier, because since this has happened, I've been talking to everybody I've come in contact about this. And an awful lot of other people have been inspired by this whole event. And they've gone away and they've had sleepless nights thinking, what on earth would I do if I was up on the plinth? And we've had long discussions, all these little things that are coming from other people. So that's great. And I can see how it has awakened budding creativity in an awful lot of people, or opened their minds to a new sort of creativity. For me, personally, I have no idea how it'll change my life. It's a new experience. I will have to wait and see on that one.
Do you have any expectations about how the hour will be?
Long. I think that's my only expectation. It might appear a bit long. Apart from that, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm going to enjoy being up there. No, I don't think I've got any expectations at all. I don't even have any fears or dreads any longer. I did have some before I thought about how I was going to present myself when I was up there, because I was beginning to present myself the way other people wanted, like their influences. Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? Why don't you do this? And I had to fight my way through all of those things to get to what it was that I wanted to be myself up there, representing myself and the thoughts and the feelings that I have as an individual, as a human being.
And have you been conscious of or felt pressured by having to entertain people, or is it more through you and your hour and yourself, as you just said?
Yes, I have felt as though I have needed to be doing something to entertain whilst I have been up there. But I'm not an entertainer. So some people may find it entertaining and some people may not find it entertaining. I should just be myself whilst I'm up there.
So you mentioned that you do some graffiti work,
yeah,
and writing. Is this your work or is this your first time?
No, this is just something naughty I do at night time. If I could, it'd be great if I could be paid to do it, wouldn't it? You know, go out and be naughty boy or something like that. But no, unfortunately, it's something I only do when I feel myself backed into a corner creativity that I've got to go out and do some, otherwise I'll go mad.
Is it something you do on your own?
It's something I do on my own, yes. Although I have on occasion taken out lookouts with me, but usually I go out and do it on my own. And come back full of fear and dread, expecting to be dragged away and hounded by the police and all sorts of stuff. But fortunately, so far, I've managed to get away with it. And the blame is on the young people, is great.
Do your children?
Yes, they do. They did have a slight problem at school because they had a little discussion about graffiti, and the neighbourhood action group came round and talked about graffiti. But I have pointed out that there's a difference between malicious vandalism and tagging, and what I like to do, which is, I suppose, perverting politics or suggesting that people go and do things that they wouldn't necessarily do otherwise, hopefully in a slightly amusing way.
And what are the kinds of things that you write about?
My life, things that have, my feelings that I've had at various times in my life, deep emotional shit really, with stuff that I don't necessarily want people to know is mine, but I can quite happily do it and then put it on a bus stop and leave it there so that other people can find it, and I've got rid of it. So that's, yes, it's like nailing my heart to a tree or something like that.
And what is it that you get out of doing this?
Oh, social status. It has to be, I think. Well, I'm joking about that in a way, but yeah, within the community that I live in, I do actually get a bit, a little bit of social status from this, especially from the youngsters who think it's incredibly cool. But to me, it's not just cool, it's just something I've got to do. Yeah. I do all sorts of work, and I've done a million different sorts of jobs, and I do anything that comes along, really. I do, I like to think of myself as odd jobs. So on the one hand, I've been cooking for rock stars. On the other hand, I'm a food taster as well. So I've got a refined palate, apparently. And then I'll just do anything that people ask me to do, really, because I stayed at home and looked after the kids when they were growing up, whilst my wife went out to work full time. And as soon as they were of an age where I had an odd extra hour in my life to earn some money to do something different, I've just been working on that. So all the jobs I've got or I had will take up 2 hours here or 3 hours there. I just fit around the kids. So yes, there you go. They think it's just quite normal, really. There's nothing other than just expect that sort of thing to happen. I think it's good. They like being down here in London to have a look at it. They think it's, my wife thinks it's brilliant. She thinks it's great. She thinks I'm incredibly brave. This is partly to do with the fact that she had to do a performance a couple of weeks ago, which I know she felt very, very, very sort of nervous about, as she's not a performer. So she thinks it's only fair that I have to go through a similar sort of experience.
And have you taken part in arts projects before?
No, not in art projects. No, I tend very much to avoid anything that could possibly have me labelled as an artist. Yes, or art orientated. I don't know. I like to be all alone in my own little world, being whoever I am.
And how would you describe yourself?
Well, the three words I put on the website are interesting, bohemian, and amusing. Hopefully they'll fit. They're not words that I've thought of myself, but other words that other people have attributed to me. They've also attributed stupid fat bastard. But I thought, I will go this one better.
And how would you summarise your experience of this project since hearing that you had a place to this moment
Ooh, it's been a wonderful journey. It's been absolutely amazing. It's given me a focus to my life. In a way, yes, it has. It's given me something to A, really look forward to and get involved in and allow my imagination to run riot amongst. It's been an absolutely fantastic experience. I don't really know what, I'm going to feel a bit flat at the end of it, I think, really. But on the other hand, I've taken the kids out and we've done some gorilla plinthing. So that's how, we maybe continue that along, or maybe I'll get them involved in it. But certainly getting them involved in taking, shooting video, which is, just move on, see what happens. Gorilla plinthing is going and jumping on a plinth and standing there. So I went out with the children and we found things like, well, some plinths were already occupied by statues, so I could just stand alongside them. And some statues weren't on plinths, we found out, which is quite amusing. And then some plinths were empty or big enough for me to climb on. And some plinths weren't plinths at all, but things that could be plinths, like barbecue tables. So I could go and mount a barbecue table and it could be a plinth for a moment. So yeah, so that's gorilla plinthing, jumping up on a plinth that you see and taking advantage of the moment.
Well, I hope you enjoy the plinth that you're about to
Oh, I
go.
hope so. I'm sure I will.